Would you like to tell us about yourself, introduce yourself, and then tell us when you came to MTSU and in what area you were in, what program?
I was born February 19th, 1930.
Okay.
In a little town by the name of Grant, G-R-A-N-T, Louisiana.
Okay.
Southwestern Louisiana. Went to Fairview High School in Grant, Louisiana. And we had a Palestine Baptist church there, which I was in. So that gives you some variety of what... Everything was named different, a little country community. Finished high school in 47 and worked in a sawmill for 1 year. And my grandmother and I decided I needed a little more education. So I laid out, worked in the sawmill 1 year. Fall of 48, started the college at then Southwestern Louisiana Institute, now ULL, University of Louisiana Lafayette. They're in the same Sun Belt Conference, you know we are. So I have trouble whom I would support there when they play each other. Anyway, I graduated from Southwestern in 52, met Janet in 52, went to the Army for 2 years. We got married in 53 while I was in the Army. And got out of the Army, worked in El Paso, Texas at a Price's Creamery for about a year. And I called my old advisor at Southwestern. We decided I needed more education. And she had a full-time job, my wife did, in the electric company in El Paso. So we moved all the way from there to Raleigh, North Carolina. This was in 1955. And she worked while I was in graduate school there, got my master's. Ed Woods, who has taught in chemistry department, I'm sure you may know him, I don't know about Gay, Dr. A. He's retired now, A.E. Woods. He and I got to be good friends. And my home was Louisiana, of course. So my wife and I was coming through here, going to Louisiana that summer, and Ed said, well, drop me off and I'll help pay the gas. And then he'd pick me up coming back. He was still single then. And Ed had gotten his chemistry degree from here, his BS degree, and was working on his PhD over there. So we got back from Louisiana. Here's how I got the job. All that other stuff was leading up to this, so you might want to do a lot of editing there.
North Carolina State
at Raleigh is where I was, yeah. Got back in town here, called Ed Woods that Friday night. He said, I got you an interview out here. I was about ready to finish up my degree at that time. Got you an interview with the president of the college. I said, Ed, I don't want an interview for a teaching job. Never thought of teaching in my life. He said, well, just do it. So I did. Next morning, he called and set up my appointment and everything with the president. Q.M. Smith was president. He had a very severe speaking problem because he'd been gassed in the war. And here I am interviewing the president of the college, whom I couldn't understand very well at all. I just had to say yes or no, sir, yes or no. Hope I did the right thing at the right time. But anyway, we went back to Raleigh, North Carolina that Saturday, I believe we left. In 2 weeks' time, I got a letter of confirmation acceptance for the job, starting September 1. This was in August, late August. And I'd already interviewed for four or five other jobs. And it's funny. Anyway, I chose this one. And it was the lowest paying opportunity I had, to be honest with you. And started out as an instructor at $4,800 a year.
What and year was that?
This was 1957, September 1, 1957. That's a long time ago. We had $300 to take home and spend out of that $400 a month. And we bought a house in 58. We started paying for it in 58. We had it built. and stayed there 42 years before we came to the condo. Now, that's kind of a little bit of my life.
Okay.
I'll back up and start.
Now, you, what program did you teach in? What area?
I taught, at that time, it was Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
We had agriculture science, agricultural business, horticulture, and agricultural economics, all under agriculture, just general agriculture. My specific area of training was in the area of food processing and marketing, primarily dairy products. So I set up an MTSU processing plant that's still over there in the new building.
The dairy.
Mm-hmm, the dairy.
Now, when did you retire from MTSU?
Okay, started in 57, September. 57, I retired June the 2nd, 1995.
Okay.
That's 38 years, consecutive years. And during that period of time, we used to not be paid to teach in the summer. We had to teach a course in the summer, free gratis. And finally, with several of us getting together, and the president gave us a little more authority to be recognized and that kind of thing. We got it put in there where you get paid extra if you taught one credit hour or per credit hour in the summertime. So that helped a little bit. And not having a PhD, I had the master's. Then I knew I was handicapped against all those PhD. In fact, they wanted me to go on and get a PhD 2 or 3 years after I was hired. And I said, I didn't come here to get a PhD. I came here to teach. And this is what I like. So they finally just gave up on that idea, you know, and I did too. I'd have made more money, sure, but I could have told my department heads 2 or 3 times, I said, well, I'm saving the university a lot of money by not having that PhD. I said, I'm doing the same job most PhDs are doing at half the price. And I was truthful about it, and they recognized that. People like Dr. Cunningham, Bob Corlew, and some of those, they recognized that.
Now, did you get to rise to full professor, rising
rank? I did. I spent the last 6 or 7 years as full professor. I went up right through the ranks, associate, or assistant associate, and full professor. I never thought I'd make full professor, because I knew everything was against me. I just kept plugging, you know. I didn't turn down anything. I've served on every committee you can name the university, plus the faculty senate. So I just kept plugging away, and it paid off, finally. So that helped my retirement, see.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, last five, or the highest paying 5 years is what they figured on. So that boosted my retirement. And I know I stayed on purposely 5 years or more after I received that raise or promotion, so it would help me on my retirement program, and it did. Mm-hmm. So I spent 38 years.
Very good. That's to be commended.
Thank you. Bob Womack beats me all to pieces.
Yeah, he does. Just a few more years, doesn't he?
Oh,
still
there.
Just a few more. That's true.